Set you be free from your burden of sin. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Don't you worry, your love victory win. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come then for cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Sing it again. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There's power. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. Sing it out! There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There's power. There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free? Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you worry all a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There's power. There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
All right, listen up. I really believe in my heart that God does want to do a work on our heart this morning. But we have to allow Him to do that. We have to make that step physically and say, God, we truly believe there's power in the blood. How many of you believe that this morning? Huh? Can I get a hand clap to the Lord? God, we believe it, Lord. And we're going to believe on it this morning, having faith that, God, you're going to do some healing in our hearts. Would you let Him do that this morning? Let's sing it again. Would you be free?
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you worry your love victory when there's wonderful power in the blood?
Shout it out!
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Sing like you mean it.
There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Sing it again.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Glory! Hallelujah! Lord, we're believing that this morning, God. As a matter of fact, God, in this next song, God, we're going to trade everything and we're going to lay it down, Lord, for the joy of you. Amen? Hallelujah.
Ooh, la, 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 la. La 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 la.
We just have his joy this morning.
La 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 la.
I'm trading, Lord.
I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame. I'm laying it down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain. Yeah, I'm laying it down for the joy of the Lord.
All together, let's say yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
Let's do that again. Let's shout it out to our King.
We're singing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I'm pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. Well, I'm blessed beyond the curse, for his promise will endure, and his joy is gonna be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for the night, his joy comes in the morning, yeah. I'm trading my sorrow, I'm trading my shame.
Trade it all.
I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain, yeah. I'm laying down for the joy of the Lord.
We're singing, yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
Can we just, let's get a little bit louder.
We're singing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
Let's hear your la-las.
Ooh, la 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 la. La 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 la.
One more time.
Ooh, la 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 la.
Ooh.
And I'm trading my sorrow, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain, yeah, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord.
Here we go.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes.
You lift your voices.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Amen.
Let that be our declaration this morning. We're going to say, yes, Lord, come heal us.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes.
yes to our King.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
Amen. How many of you say yes to the Lord this morning? And every day, hallelujah. If we could at this time, let's greet one another and tell them welcome to Pathway of Hope.
Sorry. I moved right into that. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we're still going to have greeting time announcements. You gotcha. Beautiful, beautiful. Wonderful. That sounded really good, guys. Some windshield wipers.
This right here. I love the
is it too loud for you?
How's that? Hi, everybody. My name is Karen Kelly, and I'm going to help you out with the announcements time. So if you want to look at your bulletin, in there is Pathway Happenings. And we've got some happenings happening here at Pathway. You might want to go to. We've got the Bible Club starting up on August 9th. At 9 o'clock, and that's way cool. The kids absolutely love it. It's awesome. So hopefully you'll be able to get your kids here at 9 o'clock. It's going to be awesome. Of course, we still have the Women's Bible Studies going, but the Women of Faith Conference, please let me know, ladies, if you want to go, let me know by Monday, because then we're going to start making the reservations and getting the hotel, you know, the tickets and everything. But also not in here is the bake sale, another fundraiser to help us out with those costs for the Women of Faith. We're going to have that August 2nd. So anybody, even if you men want to bake something and or, you know, buy something, donate, whatever you want to do. So we would love to have the help for us ladies to go, because I know you men would love to have your ladies go. And then also we've got the Hula Ministry. That's going to be starting with the mothers and daughters that Sandy's going to be teaching. That starts on Saturday. So that's coming up. That will be fun. Oh, the kids will love that. Youth is going to be Wednesday night?
Yes.
Awesome. With the awesome, not perfect, youth leader. Yes, hello.
If that was perfect, I'd have hair.
But your new baby son looks just like you.
I know. Very awesome. Handsome at that.
Yeah. And then we also have for the food bank, because you know how we want to spread the love and help the community and stuff. So we are collecting clothes and canned goods for the Catalina Food Bank. We would appreciate any time we have the box there next to the information table. So bring anything that you might have, clothes or non-perishable, I should say, specifically food items. And they would love to receive it. It'll be a great way for us to outreach the community.
We're now going to enter our time in the service that we do every week for our ministry of prayer. This is not the healing time that we're going to have later in the service. This is specifically for you to get your hearts right before God so that he can speak to you clearly today. If you have unconfessed sin in your life, confess it. Get right with God. If you have anxiety, worry, things that are on your mind, clear those things from your mind. Give them to the Lord. Let him worry about them so that you can hear from him clearly this morning. You can stay in your chairs and pray if you like. We're going to have our prayer teams up here. If our prayer teams would come forward, if you want to pray with someone specifically for something, they're up here for that. You can go to the stairs here and kneel before the cross and just bow down before your Lord and Savior and worship him. You can sing along with the band, however you feel like worshiping today. That's what I invite you to do. last weekend in Isaiah, we were reading in our daily Bible reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 35. And me and I and a few other people from our church noticed Isaiah 35 directed specifically for Pathway. I want to read some of the excerpts from Isaiah 35 for you right now. It starts out, it says, "The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy." We're in the desert in Tucson, right? Not only physically, but spiritually. This is a wasteland sometimes. God wants to bloom here. It goes on to say, "Strengthen the feeble hands. Steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong. Do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you." Today we're talking about God as our healer. And verse 5 says, "Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert." Amen? God wants to do an amazing work today. Prepare your hearts to receive Him today.
Just one touch from you, my King, my friend, and I'll never be the same again. Breakthrough, breakthrough all my doubts, breakthrough, that I may worship you. breakthrough. All my guilt and my shame, breakthrough. Like only you can do. You are brighter than my darkest night, stronger than my toughest fight. Just one touch from you, my King, my friend, and I'll never be the same again. You are brighter than my darkest night, stronger than my toughest fight. Just one touch from you, my King, my friend, and I'll never be the same again. Break through all my doubts, break through all my fears, break through that I may worship you. Break through all my pain, break through all my guilt and my shame, break through like only you can do. You are brighter than my darkest night, stronger than my toughest fight. Just one touch from you, my King, my friend, and I'll never be the same again. You are brighter than my darkest night, stronger than my toughest fight. Just one touch from you, my King, my friend, and I'll never be the same again. Brighter than my darkest night, stronger than my toughest fight. Just one touch from you, my King, my friend, and I'll never be the same again. You are brighter than my darkest night, stronger than my toughest fight. just one touch from you, my King, my friend, and I'll never be the same again.
Hallelujah. Just thank you, Lord, for all that you are. Won't you break through, God, into our hearts? Shine upon us, Lord. Wake us up, Lord, that you may do your work within us, Lord. We really need you, God. We really, truly desire to be with you. Would you do what you will with our lives, God? Whatever it takes, Lord, would you break through? Hallelujah.
Father, you have promised me today that you will do a mighty work among us. So, Lord, we invite you here today to join us, to perform miracles among us, Father. Thank you so much for your power and your love. We give this service to you, and all the glory for today goes to you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, worship team. We're going to worship the Lord with his tithes and our offerings. Yes. If our ushers would prepare for that. Before we move on with our service. Let's have a word of prayer over the tithes and offerings today. Also, if you are a first-time guest with us today, in your worship guide is a communication card. If you would fill that out with some of your information, place it in the offering basket once it comes by, that would be terrific, just so we know you were here today and can let you know how much we appreciate you being here with us today. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you, Lord, for what you're doing in this room today and what you're about to do. Lord, right now we just want to give a little bit back to you of what you have blessed us with. So Lord, I pray that you bless these tithes and offerings and bless our church, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead, ushers. So we are in a series called The Names of God, sermon series on the names of God. And I was originally going to wrap up the series this week by talking about God as our Redeemer. That was in my plan, which isn't always God's plan, right? My plan was to wrap up the series today by talking about God as our Redeemer. That is being pushed back to next Sunday, and it's going to be a very evangelistic-oriented service next week. So, if you have any neighbors, friends, family members, anybody who does not know Jesus, and you're looking for an opportunity to invite them to church, next Sunday is a great opportunity to do that. It's going to be the salvation message in a nutshell. And so we're going to be talking about Jesus as our Redeemer. So invite them next Sunday. But I was going to do that this week. But before I went on vacation a few weeks ago, God spoke to me and he said, push it back. I want you to talk about God as our healer. And if you do that message and have a healing time in the service, I am going to work. So I'm acting on obedience to what God has told me to do, and the results are his. That's his job. My job is to do what I'm told to do, so I'm doing it. It's a lesson for all of you. Whatever God's telling you to do, do it. We'll leave the results up to him. Okay? So we're talking about God as our healer. In James chapter 5, if you want to turn there in your Bibles. James chapter 5, verses 14 and the first part of verse 15 says, "Is any one of you sick? He should call on the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up." The prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. We're going to have a time at the end of the service today, after I talk to you for a few minutes, build our faith for a few minutes. We're going to have a time at the end of the service where our prayer teams are going to be back up here and give you an opportunity to come forward for prayer for healing. And the prayer offered in faith will make you well. Whatever it is that you need healing from. But let me build your faith for a few minutes here. First of all, I want to tell you that Jesus heals. There's a note sheet in your worship guide. You can pull that out, take a few notes if you like. First thing I want you to write down there is that Jesus heals. We see it all through the New Testament, especially in the Gospels. We see Jesus healing people. Jesus healed people in many ways. First of all, Jesus healed broken bones. Physical healing. Jesus healed people physically. And Matthew chapter 8, we see a story of just one example of that. We see the centurion and his servant is sick. A centurion is a Roman soldier in charge of 100 men. That's why he was called a centurion, century 100. He was in charge of 100 men, and he had a servant, and this servant was sick. And he came to Jesus, and he wasn't even Jewish. He just heard that this Jesus guy was healing people. So he came to Jesus and he said, "My servant is sick. Will you come and heal him?" And Jesus said, "Yeah, let's go. Let's go to your house. Let's see this servant and I'll make him well." And the centurion actually turned to Jesus and he said, wait a minute. I'm used to being in charge of people and I report to people above me. And I know that when I say something, it gets done. So if you, Jesus, just say the word, my servant will be healed. You don't even have to come see him. If you just say the word, my servant's going to be healed. And Jesus said, "Wow, that is some amazing faith. You can go on home. Your servant is fine." And he was healed that very minute. And we see this all through the Gospels. We see examples of this, of Jesus healing diseases and sickness, fever, leprosy, paralysis, crippled legs, shriveled hands, mute mouths, blind eyes, deaf ears, demon possession, bleeding, epilepsy, even death. Jesus heals. And when he was here 2,000 years ago, he went around healing people all over the place. And it was amazing. God's power was being poured out on the people. And some of these healings involve people with enormous faith, like the centurion I just told you about. People that came to Jesus and says, "You can do this." And other healings were just Jesus walking up to people and said, "Do you want to be healed?" And they didn't know Jesus from Adam. But they said, "Yeah." And Jesus said, "Okay." And their healing resulted in their belief. And I think we can see both kinds of healing today. Those of you who have incredible faith that God will heal you today, and you're going to be healed. Some of you may not know God as your Savior, but when he heals you today, you will believe. Jesus healed broken bones. He healed people physically. Not only that, though, Jesus healed broken hearts. Emotional healing. And a lot of us are going through the ringer right now, aren't we? I know some of your stories, and they break my heart. I know they break God's heart. God can heal your broken hearts today. We see that in Luke 4. In Luke 4, verse 18, I love how the New King James Version puts it. Jesus is talking in a tabernacle. He's reading out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, and he says, "He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted." He's reading prophecies about himself. In John chapter 4, it's a story about a Samaritan woman, the woman at the well. Jesus is on his way traveling somewhere, and he stops in this village in Samaria and stops by this well to rest, and the disciples go into town to get some food, and this woman comes out of the village to draw some water. And Jesus starts talking to her and saying, "You know, I know everything about you." He basically tells her everything about her life. And he says, "I know that you've been married 5 times. You've had 5 husbands. And the man you're with now is not your husband." And this woman was amazed. But this woman obviously had some kind of emotional issues going on in her life, right? She had this cycle of unhealthy relationships in her life. She probably had low self-esteem, maybe even some depression going on. But when Jesus spoke into her life, it transformed her. She went back to the village and she started telling people, "You gotta come see this guy. This guy who's told me everything that I've ever done." And she had joy in her life for the first time in what seemed like forever. That encounter with Jesus transformed her. It healed her broken heart. And he wants to heal you today. Whatever emotional turmoil that you're going through right now, if it's grief, depression, low self-esteem, anger, hopelessness, sadness, whatever it is, give it to God today and say, "Jesus, heal me." And he will. He'll heal your broken heart. Some of us, maybe you have emotional healing that has to take place before the physical healing will take place. Sometimes anger or bitterness or some kind of a broken relationship or something will prevent your physical healing. Unconfessed sin. Something may be preventing your physical healing. So get that emotional healing first and then receive the physical healing. So Jesus healed broken bones. He healed broken hearts. Jesus also healed broken souls. Spiritual healing. In John chapter 3, we see the story of Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a Pharisee. He was one of the religious leaders in Israel. And the Pharisees didn't believe that Jesus was the Messiah. But Nicodemus started to have questions. And so he didn't want his friends in the temple to know what he was doing. So he snuck out in the middle of the night and he went to visit Jesus. And he's talking to him, and Jesus is telling him about eternal life and about being born again. And Nicodemus finally starts to understand what Jesus is all about. And he believed in him. And we see later on in John chapter 7, John chapter 19, he became a follower of Jesus. He defended Jesus in front of the Sanhedrin, the religious council. And he helped to bury Jesus after he was crucified. Nicodemus was healed spiritually. His life was transformed. His soul was transformed by an encounter with the living Christ. And we also see throughout the Gospels, we see Jesus casting demons out of people. That's spiritual healing. We see freeing people from spiritual bondage. And if there is some temptation in your life that just keeps, that you just can't get past, you just keep failing and it's frustrating, and you no matter how hard you try and you repent every time you commit it, and whether it's anger or lust or greed or whatever it is, you're under spiritual attack, spiritual bondage. You can be freed from that today. Jesus can heal you. You know, as Christians, we can't be possessed by a demon. We can be oppressed. Could be an evil spirit of lust attacking you. An evil spirit of rage. Whatever it is, whatever you're struggling with, you can be set free. Jesus will heal you. Jesus heals in other ways too. He healed people relationally. He healed people financially. Any area of your life where you have pain, where you are hurting, Jesus will heal you. And I love the story of Lazarus in John chapter 11 because it really illustrates all three of these areas: physical, emotional, and spiritual healing. Lazarus was a man, he was a friend of Jesus, and he got sick, and he was dying, and the people came to Jesus and said, "Lazarus is sick." And so Jesus said, "Okay, let's go visit him." On the way, he stopped, delayed a little bit, and healed some people, performed some miracles, and they came back to Jesus and said, "Ah, don't worry about it, he's dead. Lazarus died. It's too late." And that's where the shortest verse in the Bible comes in. Jesus wept. And Jesus went on to Lazarus' house. Mary and Martha, Lazarus' sisters, were there, and they came out and they said, "Why weren't you here? If you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died." They were grieving. They were emotionally hurting. And there were people all around watching at the funeral, and Jesus went and he said, and he raised Lazarus from the dead. He came out of the tomb, alive and well, physical healing. Mary and Martha were healed emotionally. Their brother was restored to them. They had joy again. And the people that were watching, it says at the end of that chapter, many people believed in Jesus that day. He healed people spiritually. I love that story. So Jesus performed all those healings 2,000 years ago. How does that apply to us today? Not only does Jesus heal, but Jesus has given us his authority. Right? As believers, Jesus has given us his authority. In John chapter 14, verses 12 through 14, Jesus is talking to his disciples here. He says, "I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing." Anyone who has faith in me will be doing what I have been doing. He'd been going around healing people, performing miracles. Anyone who has faith in me will be doing what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name. Whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. We have the authority passed down to us, the authority of Jesus to perform miracles. Talked about it last week. Dick Moser was talking about how, you know, Esther had the authority of the king behind her words and the proclamations that she wrote, the signet ring of the king. She had the authority of the king behind her words. And it's the same with us. As the bride of Christ, as his church, we have the authority of Christ behind our words. Anything we ask for in Jesus' name, he will do. We have his authority. We have that power available to us if we want to draw on it. So Jesus has given us his authority, and Jesus hasn't changed. Jesus hasn't changed. Hebrews 13:8. This is the four square motto, the four square key verse. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. The things that Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago when he was here on earth, he will still do today in our midst. He's the same. He hasn't changed. We have. We don't believe that it's going to happen sometimes. We don't have the faith. There's a difference between the hope-so faith and the no-so faith. You know the difference? Hope-so faith is when you come forward for healing and you say, oh, I hope he does it. I hope. But if he doesn't, that's okay. I'll live. No. Can't do that with God. I do that with my baseball team, the Giants. Every once in a while, every 10 or 15 years, they'll make the playoffs. You know, and I say, okay, oh boy, they're playing a tough team. I hope they win, but I don't think they will. I don't expect it. And that way, in my mind, if they don't win, I'm not disappointed because I was expecting it, right? And if they do win, yay! I'm surprised. I'm pleasantly surprised. Let's throw a party. I can't lose. Can't do that with God. You got to have no-so faith. You have to know that God is going to work because Jesus heals and he's given us his authority. The people that are going to be standing up here praying for you today have been given the authority by God to heal you. God told me that if I do this service today, people will be healed. It will happen. But you got to have no-so faith. God is bigger than cancer. God is bigger than your grief. God is bigger than your sin. God is bigger than whatever you are facing today. In whatever area that you are hurting in your life today, God is bigger. He will heal you. I'm going to ask our prayer teams to come forward now and our worship team. We have, yeah. We have anointing oil. Chris, can I give this to you? Some anointing oil that we can share. I've got another vial of it here. Whatever it is that's going on in your life, give God the chance to work. Come forward and receive healing. Because God loves you, and he will heal you. Thank you.
Jesus, I love you.
name is like honey on my lips. Your spirit's like water to my soul. Your word is a lamp unto my feet. Jesus, I love you. exalted one, Jesus. Your name is like honey on my lips. Your spirit's like water to my soul. Your word is a lamp unto my feet. Jesus, I love you. I love you. Your name is like honey on my lips. Your spirit's like water to my soul. Your word is a lamp unto my feet. Jesus, I love you. Love you. Jesus, I love you. Love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Love you. Jesus, I love you. Your spirit's like water to my soul. Your word is a lamp unto my feet. 'Cause Jesus, I love you. Love you. Jesus, I love you. Love. Jesus, I love you.
How great is our God.
and all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Yeah, yeah. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
How great you are, Lord.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Well, he's the name above all names. He's worthy of our praise. My heart will sing. How great is our God. Yeah, yeah. He's the name above all names. So worthy of our praise. My heart will sing how great our God.
Sing that with me, how great.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
He's the name above all names.
Name above all names, so worthy of our praise. My heart will sing how great is our God.
How great you are, Lord.
You're the name above all names, so worthy of our praise. My heart will sing how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
How great you are, Lord.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great. Our God, all will see how great song, God. Yeah, yeah. Our faith is our God. Sing with me, our faith is our God. And all will see how great, how great is our God. To the name above all names, oh, worthy of our praise, my heart is our God. He's the name above all names, so worthy of our praise. My heart will sing how great is our God. Great Lord, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. what I need, what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want from me. Yeah. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need, it's what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want from me. Yeah, yeah. So take my heart for me. Take my mind, transform me. Take my will, conform me to yours, to yours, my Lord. To yours, my Lord. Faithfulness, faithfulness is what I long for. Faithfulness is what I need, it's what I need. Faithfulness, faithfulness is what you want from me. Yeah, yeah. So take my heart and form it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will, conform it to yours, to yours, Lord. To yours, to yours, oh Lord.
Do what you must, Lord. Heal us in the way that we need to be healed, God. Mend your body, Lord. We just thank you, God. We thank you for your healing today, Lord. We thank you for what you've done. God, we don't just hope, we know, Lord. You are our healer. You said by your stripes we were healed. You didn't say might. You didn't say you think we might be. You said we would be healed. And Jesus, you bore those stripes for us. You took on that pain for us, Lord Jesus, that we may be holy before you, Lord. Now, God, I pray that you would ignite something in our hearts through this healing, God, that our bodies would be made whole, Lord Jesus. Your body would be made whole. And, God, that you would be the head of this body, Lord. Lead us, direct us, give us the words to speak, that we will be a light, that we will be a city on a hill, God, that people will come to know you, God, because we are no longer, God, injured. We are no longer hurt, but we are healed. Hallelujah. You believe that this morning? Just give a shout out to God. Clap your hands and say, thank you, Lord. Yes, hallelujah. So take my heart.
So take my heart and fold me. Take my mind and transform me. Take my will, conform me to yours, to your, oh Lord. To yours, to yours, oh Lord.
To yours,
to yours, to yours, oh Lord.
Not to my own, but God, to yours.
To yours, oh Lord. Righteousness is what I long for. righteousness is what I need. It's what I need. What I need. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Is our God great or what?
Amen.
Yeah. And a precursor to this time today, Jackie's mom actually had some tests run last week, and they found a spot on one of the tests, so they ran a CAT scan on Thursday. Yeah, on Thursday for Jackie's mom, and it came back completely clear.
Amen.
Our God is the great physician.
Amen.
I'm going to dismiss you now. Ephesians 3, 20 and 21 says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we could ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." Thank you, church family. You're dismissed.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.